Culture Club and Karma Chameleon. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Karma comes around and bites you sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So there is a group that has been created in this workplace. This is on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So one worker started a vegans only club,
mm-hmm.
where, like, I guess several of the co-workers are vegans. And so they're going to eat together.
Uh-huh.
But they say that only vegans are allowed in this club.
Yeah, they said vegans, vegetarians, and pescatarians were allowed. Nobody else. If you
okay.
eat meat, no.
Okay, so then some of the other coworkers decided, all right, well, we're going to do a meat eaters club.
Burger and steak club with the sole purpose of going out to new restaurants every week, and only those who enjoy meat can go.
Okay, so they each have their own groups.
What they want.
Yeah, exactly.
The original founder of the vegan club got mad, went to the company's human resources department. Despite the complaint, the meat club was approved. And now the woman who running the vegan club says that she's not going to talk to the people in the meat club anymore.
Wow.
The Reddit post drew almost 1,700 comments before it got locked up by moderators. The community pretty much said that the poster was in the moral right to start the separate club, since there was a separate club to begin with.
Yeah.
And they said that there were some that were disagreeing with it.
Well, I mean, if it's...
In the world we live in right now, can't we find something more substantial to argue about than somebody else's diet plan?
I know. I mean, I guess if you feel strongly about it, but I mean, if it's just the vegans and whoever else you said, which all
vegetarians and pescatarians.
Yeah. So those are the only ones allowed. So I don't know. I mean, they each have their own group.
I thought pescatarian was a type of religion until I was like 25 years old. I was like, there's Episcopalian, there's pescatarian.
I guess, you know, respect what other people eat,
mm-hmm.
and don't give them a hard time about it.
I will point out that I frequently stink up the break room. Earlier this week, I had pork chops, and everybody in the building was a little concerned because it stunk up the room for a long time.
I didn't get upset about it, though.
Well, there were a couple of people that thought it was a little smelly. And then some mornings, I'll cook eggs in the microwave. That gets a little rough.
I do complain about that one.
The worst one is when I bring whole cans of tuna and just sit in there and just raw eat that tuna right out of the can. And people are like, really stinks in here.
But you know what? The thing is, like, that may be stinky for a minute, but the next day you come in and the smell is gone. These people, they've got like divisions in
their
workplace.
Divided workplace.
Now.